We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf, Yod, Dalet. We started with a big intro to Sif Aleph, then we did Aleph and Beis. We are now up to Sif Gimel. We did the intro to Sif Gimel yesterday when we discussed the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh. The Gemara tells us that it's an issa d'oraisa to take oil out of the candle while it's burning, at least on Shabbos. Okay, I didn't look into the Shabbos Yontif, even though obviously that's what we're discussing over here. I mean, it's talking about Shabbos, because it says that if you put oil into the candle, he's over an issa d'oraisa of Havara. So he's not going to be over that on Yontif, obviously. He's only going to be Yontif over that on Shabbos. Okay? Then there's a whole discussion, when is kibui extinguishing allowed on Yontif? But let's understand what we're talking about. So why is it in Issa D'Oraisa, at least on Shabbos, to take oil out of the oil lamp on Shabbos? So Tosfos told us because the light, the flame dims slightly when you do that, and that is an issa d'oraisa of kibui. But the fact that it's now going to burn out earlier, that is gram kibui, and that's going to be okay. That's causing it to go out earlier, and causation is mutter. That's why he says, in theory, you're allowed to cut the bottom of a candle in order to make the candle... when you cut the bottom of the candle, the flame is not being yonik from the bottom of the ptilah with the wax on the bottom. It's only by an oil candle. And therefore, in theory, you'd be allowed to cut the bottom of the candle so that it goes out earlier. That's gram kibui. Then we said you can't do it with a knife because it's called tikkun mana. We have another technical issue. But it's not a kibui problem. It's gram kibui, which is mutter. The Rosh asks a few kashas on Tosfos. He vehemently disagrees with Tosfos. And he says that no, this is not called gram kibui, which is supposed to be mutter. This, even those who say gram kibui is mutter, this is going to be usser. Okay, because you are, at the end of the day, causing it to go out earlier. And the way you're doing that is by, let's say, tampering with the materials that are enabling the fire to exist. And that, Chazal never allowed when they dealt with gram kibui. So let's take a look at the sugya in gram kibui. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chof Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Porsin or shel gdi agabe shida teva umigdal shel ochas ben haur. Chas v'shalom, a fire breaks out on a piece of furniture. So he says that you can spread out a piece of animal hide on top of the furniture, and that will somehow cause the fire to go out. The fire is not going to get past that animal hide. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas goes on to say, Osim mechitza b'kol hakelim b'im le'im b'im rekanim b'shor shlo tavar adleka. You can fill up bottles of water and put them around the fire, so that when the fire gets to the bottle, it pops the bottle, and out comes the water, and hopefully puts out the fire. And Rabbi Yossi says that, no, you're not allowed to do that with clay cheres chadashim mleim mayim. New earthenware vessels that are filled with water, you're not allowed to do that. Because they are for sure going to pop when the fire hits them, and they're going to put out the fire. So we have a machlokes. So now, what the Rosh is saying, in both of these cases, where I take an animal hide and I put it on top of a piece of furniture that caught fire, or when I surround a fire with a bunch of water bottles, I'm causing the fire to go out, but not by tampering with the actual fire. I'm doing something external to the fire. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's external. But over here, when you're taking out some of the oil from the fire, that's tampering with the materials that are enabling the fire to exist. And that, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, they never meant to be making on that. Now, when this is discussed in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Lamed Dalet Chav Beis, it brings down the two cases. And he says, we paskin not like Reb Yossi. We paskin that it's going to be mutter, because gram kibui is mutter. Now, the Ramah adds in two words to gram kibui's mutter. Gram kibui mutter, says the Mechaber, adds the Ramah, but makom pseida. The gram kibui is only going to be mutter, but makom pseida, but makom hefsid. When the beer halacha, now kibui in general is like an interesting kind of malacha, because kibui extinguishing is not usually a pure Torah violation. Because, as we said in the past, to have a pure Torah violation, you need to do something constructive. And kibui is usually, you know, removing something that's destructive, but it's not inherently constructive. To have a constructive kibui, it's like I'm putting out the fire so that I'm left with some sort of pacham, some sort of coal or something that will be better to use in the future. But stam, you want to put out a fire, that's usually considered a malacha shein tzrich legofa. It's usually only aser midrabanan. So the Bir Halacha says, don't say it's only gram kibui that's mutter, because kibui anyway is a low grade malacha. No, afilu b'kol ha-malacha sadin kein. The Bir Halacha says this is not limited to kibui. It applies across the board to all the malachas. Rav Nemenza points out in his Mishnah Berurah. So we have a machlekes in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber allows all grama on Shabbos. Okay, you have to know exactly what's a grama. But Mechaber allows grama, and the Ramah only allows grama, b'makom hefsid. Rav Nevinzal adds in b'makom hefsid or b'makom mitzvah. So he says that an Ashkenazi can ask a Sephardi, to do a grama for him on Shabbos, even if it's a davar reshus and it doesn't fit into the Ramah's, it's not a hefsid and it's not a makom mitzvah. And then it says the Ashkenazi can ask the Sephardi, who goes according to the Mechaber, who allows grama. Okay, interesting, fine. So that's what the Rosh was dealing with. When we talk about gram kibui being mutter, that's what Tosfos says. Taking out the oil, the problem, that's what the Rishonim are bothered by. What is the Torah? The Issa Daraisa, the Torah prohibition of taking oil out of a burning oil lamp. So the Rosh wants to say it's causing the lamp to go out earlier. The Rosh himself addresses the point, but we hold that Gram Kibui is Mutter. And even if it's Aser, it's not going to be Aser in a Torah. So that's what the Rosh explains. There's a difference when the grama is coming from the outside and when the grama is coming from the inside. When the grama is coming from the outside, it's mutter. Over here, it's coming from the inside. The Rosh holds that that's going to be Aser in a Torah. Tosfos holds, I guess, that there's no difference between the two cases. And therefore, he says, he wants to say that it dims the flame a little bit, and that flame dimming is the Issa Daraisa. Okay, now let's take a look at Sif Gimel. Ner Shel Sha'ava. I'm in Tov Kuf Yudalit Sif Gimel. You have a wax candle. Sherotze lahadlika biyantif. You want to light it on yantif. However, v'chas alav shelo yisarif kulo. He is concerned. He does not want the entire candle to be wasted at this one time. So, you know, it's kind of all or nothing. Either you light the candle, or you don't light the candle. No, we have an etzah. Says the Mechaber. We spoke out those words yesterday. The Beis Yosef, the Mechaber here, holds that it has to be before you actually light the candle. Because if it's after you light the candle, and now you're going to put the candle into some area, you want to say the Rosh is not going to like that. Because now it's like you're dealing, even though it's not like taking out the oil exactly, but you're dealing with the fire itself. It's not like I'm putting water bottles around the fire. Here I'm dealing with the candle itself that is meant to be burning. So according to the Mechaber, he has to do this kodem shiadlikenu. He has to surround the bottom part of the candle that he doesn't want to burn. Davar hamonea milisarei beinu jiyech bekishiyagia sham. He has to surround it with something that when the fire goes down to that point, the fire is going to put it out. Hagar. No. So the Mechaber So the Mechaber is going le Chumrah. Okay, the Mechaber is going le Chumrah like Shitas Ha Rosh. That grama that involves the actual burning materials is going to be Asa. Hagah, note, says the Rama, V'yesh matirin lachtoch ner shel sha'ava ba'ur. So he goes like Tosis, that you are allowed to cut the oil candle with a fire. Okay, that we also spoke it yesterday. The Mishnah says Mefurish that you're not allowed to cut the candle. It's tikkun mana, but it's not that you can't cut the candle because of a kibui concern. You can't cut the candle because it's tikkun mana. But you could do it with fire. The hainu shemadlikim gam lamata kedei lekatsra. Okay, dahinu shemadlikim gam lamata. You're burning it on the bottom kedei lekatsra in order to shrink it. Aval sakin. So that's what we saw again in the Gemara, the Mishnah in Beitza and Daf Lamed Beis. The Mishnah said, "Ein chotchin et ha-psilo." You're not allowed to cut the wick. Rabbi Yehuda says you can cut it with fire. So yesterday I gave the example of the candle, which is also true, but that's not the case they were dealing with. They're dealing with a wick. So then the Gemara wants to know, why can't you cut it with a knife? The Gemara asks, "My shna besakin de lo dikam besakin mana, but or not dikam besakin mana." I'm not allowed to cut it with a scissor. I have a wick; it's too big. I want to cut it. Scissor, not allowed. Fire, yes, allowed. What's the difference? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, "Tani Rechia chotcha buor befish de neiros." I take the wick. I put this part of the wick in candle number one. This part of the wick, again, we did it with oil candles. That's where I didn't explain it 100% accurately yesterday. And then I light it in the middle, and then it splits the wick into two, and I have two lit candles instead of one. Now, I gave the example yesterday of a wax candle, but the wax candle works the same way. It's the same idea, and the Mishnah Berurah does bring that down as well. But that's not, the Gemara is talking about a wick in an oil lamp. Okay, let's see some Mishnah Berurahs over here. So we've actually shita some machaber, it was machmir, that you can't do something to make the candle go out earlier, unless you're putting it into some material before you light the candle that will cause the candle to go out when it gets there, but only before you light it. Mishmeres Sivkot Yutes, Litein Svivo, Dilechatcha Besakin Asur. To cut the candle with a knife, you know how to do. Demasha Chotcha L'Shtayim, to cut a candle into two, Voseh L'Kol Achas Ner B'fnei Atzmo. Oh, I don't know, I'm losing my mind. The Mechaber is talking about a Ner Shel Sha'ava. Okay, it's the same thing. The Ner Shel Sha'ava and the oil wick is the same. Right? You agree with me? The Ner Shel Sha'ava, that's what it's talking about, and the oil wick are basically the same. So you have a Ner Shel Sha'ava, you're putting in the right. Okay, this trick is not going to work with oil, obviously. So you need a Ner Shel Sha'ava. But now we're talking about, so he says, you have a Ner Shel Sha'ava, why don't you just cut it on the bottom? No, you can't cut it on the bottom. Because we're going with Shitas HaRosh, that you're not to cut on the bottom, because that's causing it to go out earlier. So that's what he says. To cut it into two and make two candles is tikkun mana. It's not a kibui problem, it's a tikkun mana problem. To cut it with a fire before you light it so it splits into two. Everyone agrees that's mutter. We'll see in Seif Ches. Okay, that's the Gemara we just saw. So he doesn't want to light a fire to split it into two. Why not? Because it's not going to work. This is what we said yesterday. This is what I was confused about yesterday. Because if I take a candle, a lit candle, and now I have a not lit candle, it's big. I don't want such a big candle. So I want to shrink the candle. Cutting it with a knife, I'm not allowed to do. Cutting it with a fire, in theory, I'm allowed to do. But it's not going to help me, because why do I want to cut it in half? I only want to use half the candle now. And the other half I'm going to use later. So, to light the middle of the wax candle. So you melt away the wax, and now the wick catches fire. They're both going to be on fire. So they'll go out earlier if I want the, you know, I want to set the Shabbos clock so the lights go out earlier. It'll put the lights out early. But it's not going to save the second half of the candle for later, because they're both going to be on fire. That's what I missed yesterday. So he doesn't want to he doesn't want to cut it with a fire. Ki kavanaso shishado chaticha ner lahadlik. He wants to leave it over. Od pamacheres. He wants to use it another time. Okay, you know, let's jump to Siv Ches. Let's look at Siv Ches, because we're already in Siv Ches. This is Siv Ches stuff. Look at Tavkuf Yudal Siv Ches. Ein chotkin hapsila l'shnayim. You're not allowed to cut a wick into two. Ela im kein, unless you do it in the following way. Adei shenosein shnei roshea b'fi shnei neros. Now we're dealing with just a wick. I want to cut it in half. Too big. It's too big. No, you're not allowed to cut it in half. What can I do? I put this end in oil candle number one. The other end in oil candle number two. Umadlika b'emtza, and then I light it in the middle. However, the Mechaber says this is only okay v'u sheitzarich l'shteyan. That's only if I want both candles. Okay, let's go through Siv Ches, then we'll go back to Siv Gimel. Hopefully, we'll have a better understanding of Siv Gimel. Mishmar Siv Katan Lamaches. Ein chotchen ayedei sakin. With a knife, you're not allowed to do this. Okay, you need to use fire. What if you want to do it by hand? So we'll take a look at the Bir Halacha in a minute. Continues the Mishabura Sifkat and Lamites. Hapsila l'shnayim. You can't cut the wick into two. Duhu b'chlal tikun mana. That's called tikun mana. Shen misakim v'osim y'psila achal shnayim. I have one wick. I turn one wick into two wicks. That's called tikun mana. I've just created a new kli. Also, if it's too big, I don't want to. But I don't want a big wick, I want a small wick. That's also fixing it. Gam kein aser du, gam kein bechlal tikun mana. That's also considered tikun mana. So what do? Can I cut it with my hands? Not clear. We have to see the Bir Halacha. I can't cut it with a scissor. Can I put it in each side in a different oil can, and I light it in the middle. Umadika be'emza mishresiv cut the man view shnei neros dolkos, and now I have two candles and tova shnayim in a echad. Velo muchach od zilisikune mana kamachavein ela lahadloka ba'alma kamachavein. It doesn't look like you did some sort of tikkun mana. It just looks like you lit the candles, which you're allowed to do on yontif. Sorry. However, what happens if it doesn't light? Hold on, we have a question in the chat box. What happens if it doesn't light and I change my mind? Am I over lima freya? Meaning it doesn't light, it just cuts it into two? I tried to light it. It didn't happen. I just cut it in two, which is kind of what I wanted anyway, right? Okay, I hear. I don't know. If it was something so terrible and there was a serious concern, the Chazal wouldn't let you do it. Right? It doesn't always work, I would think. So if they're letting us do it, so what would be the problem? That you cut the candle with a nair. It's not so simple that you can't do that anyway. Okay, let's see. Now, the Mechaber says you have to do this only if you really want both candles. If you don't want both candles, then it shows that you didn't really want two candles, you just wanted to fix the first candle. So it's the same thing here. We're talking about an oil lamp with a wick. I put the wick, the wick's too big, I want to cut it in half. I put it in two sides and I light it. The same thing you could theoretically do with a wax candle or a chelev candle, a fat candle. It wasn't yet lit. You want to cut it in half with a knife. It's awesome. But if I'm going to do so, so that I have two candles, so I can put one in the kitchen and one in the dining room, so then that would be mutter. But it sounds like if your whole kavana is just to cut it, that that's going to be a problem. Okay, I have to go back and see the continuation of Siv Gimel. But before you go back, let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Dibar Maschil Ein Chotkin. V'mutter l'natkom biyar v'lasosom l'shtayim lonis bayer ba'achronim. So, to cut it with a knife, I can't. To cut it with a fire, I can. What about cutting it in half? Now, it's interesting. Okay, let's see. So he has diukim and snodin l'kan l'kan. Uloch ora milashin chotchen masha dafka bekli. Chotchen is a lashin of using a kli. Kamosha kosa b'yam shel shlomo b'sugyuzu. U'be'el yirav. Ella. The midrash chashas lashkuche hetera sheposka day or mash of the shagam the author. Meaning, why did the Gemara come up with this interesting case where you put one end in over here, one end over there, and you light it? Why didn't the Gemara just say you do it by hand? We have this by the Yabela. The Gemara is at the end of Erevin. You have this in Gemara by cutting your fingernails. The Gemara in Shabbos Tzadidale. They talk about it with clean hand. Why over here does it come up with this case where you're doing it by fire if you'd be allowed to do it by hand? Sounds like you're not allowed to do it by hand. Mash with the Bishar Gavne Osa, the Davka Osa, the Nir, the Machavi Lav Laka, Kamosh Birish Rashi. It's only mutter over here because it looks like you want to do it. You just want to light two candles. Why won't it be Tikkun Kli by hand? Is that your question? Right, why won't it be Tikkun Kli by hand? I don't know. Meaning, it should be the same thing as a kli. Meaning, okay, usually do it with a kli. So it's a shinui. So meaning it's downgraded to a durabanan. And let's say the tikkun kli here might, anyway, only be durabanan. It doesn't really sound like you're over an issa daraisa. I don't know. That could be discussed. I'm not sure. Let's say it's a durabanan. So now I do a double durabanan. So it's still going to be usr. Even if I do it with a shinui, it should still be usr. Yeah. Meaning, what's the svara to say that it's mutter? I don't know. He keeps going on diukim to try to prove either way. So he says, the dav gozim denir the mechavim the locker kamoshi birish Rashi. It's mutter by the fire because it doesn't look like you want to do a tikkumana. It just looks like you want to light the fire. Mashen kein hacha when you cut it with your hands, when I tear it, hariyaka panim osu so the shtai v'nira kimisaki mana. Now, why is that only nira kimisaki mana? Why is that not mamish tikkumana? I don't know. I ain't see man shin yudalid for the gedarim of tikkumana. Ukukushis ha-gemara, ma'ish no besaki, nekipirish rashi sham. El sheberambam befarish lehedya, didavka bekli, ubiyat mutter. Ukufi anir hotzias var mehot darminan, b'shas, mamacha, biyad, we didn't see that in the gemara inside. And he doesn't explain like the other mefarshim. Okay, I'm on the next page. Dilaroba mefarshim shelo pirshkin efshe dilosvirlu ke rambam. The other mefarshim do not seem to hold like the rambam. I want two instead of one. I'm cutting it, knife, hand. It's tikkun mana, it should be aser. You look at the last line, he says, Uve Rabbeinu Yerucham, last line of the Bir Halacha. Uve Rabbeinu Yerucham, atzasi gamkin, shekasa ve'en achotcha bisakin. Why do you have to add in the word sakin? Ve'eshet degam lididei biyad mutav etzarech in. So, he doesn't come up with a conclusion. If doing it by hand, but what's the svara to be makel on the hand? That's a very good question, and I don't know. Okay, so that is Siv Ches. So now let's go back to Siv Gimel, where we're not cutting the candle in half with a knife. That we're not allowed to do. We're not cutting it in half with a fire, because then it defeats the purpose, because our purpose here is not to have two candles. Our purpose here is to use half and save half. And you won't be able to save it, because it's going to go on fire and burn. So we're going to put it into, let's say, sand, so that when I don't know exactly why this puts out the thing, because I don't know exactly why, when it goes down to the level of the sand, why does it put out the fire? Unless the sand caves in on top of the candle. It could stay lit in the sand as go all the way down, but maybe the sand's gonna suffocate it, I guess. Okay, we'll have to do an experiment. Okay, look at Mishra Sifkatan Chaf. and no oxygen. Okay. So you have to put it into the sand before you light it, according to the Shulchan Aruch back in Tav Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Gimel. Mishabur Siv Katan Chav. The Alpha God, the Kaimelon, even though we hold B'Simin Shin Lamed Dalet Siv Chav Beis, the Gram Kibui Shari, even the old, at least the Machaber holds Legamre Gram Kibui Shari. The Ramah holds its Motor B'Makom Hefzid. Hainu Sham She'enu Nogea B'Davar Hadalei. This is the Hezber of the Rush, which is the Machaber is going B'Shitas HaRush. Because over there, the Gram Kibui over there, you're not touching the actual fire. You're not touching the ingredients of the fire. You're just covering with something. Ayin Sham. Aval Kan Nogea B'Shavash U'Muchenet Kula L'Hadlaka. Here, you're dealing with the Sha'ava itself, which is totally Muchan for Hadlaka. Whether you cut it, which you're not allowed to do according to the Rush, no matter how you do it, you put something around it, that the fire is going to go out when it reaches there, it's all going to be aser. Zeu svaras hamechaber. Aval kama achronim chokin al ze usvirlu. A number of achronim disagree with the mechaber. The Gra disagrees, and he holds even according to this opinion of the Rush, there's a difference between taking out the oil, which the Gemara tells us is chayav, and putting a lit candle into the sand so that it goes out at some point. There's a difference. I'm sticking it in, but I'm not taking away the wax. The wax is still there. I took something from the outside that's going to, let's say, suffocate the candle at some point. So that's a machlekes within Shitas HaRosh, machlekes between the Machaber and the Gra, and others on each side, how to understand, is it mutter only before you light it, or even after you light it. There is a Sharatzi in here, Ois Chav Beis, that I recommend you look at for homework. But we're gonna go weiter. Mishmar Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, Dabar Hamonea Milisarev. Kagon Shitain Svivo Cholokia Gavna, you're gonna put it in sand. Okay, now, if you skip down a few lines, he says, Valoya Nechaner Bit Zwangel. You shouldn't put it on some sort of Zwangel. Some sort of clip that is going to cause it to go out. Achrad laka. Oh, the hadvikaner bakoisel. I don't know how this works, but they're sticking the candle to the wall so that it goes out at a certain point. Maybe it's with this other mechanism. I don't know. Because that's like cutting the candle itself. Vizet osir lekulei alma ledea rishona. According to the first opinion, which is the opinion of the Rosh. According to the Rush, to do something with the wax of the candle is beguf hadavar, and that is going to be aser. However, Tosis says it's mutter, the Ramah says it's mutter, hagav v'yesh matir in lachtoch ne'er shel sha'ava bu'ur. You're allowed to cut it. You can't cut it with a knife, tikamana, but we said you can cut it with a candle, with fire. Even after you lit the candle, you're allowed to cut the candle with a fire, shrink it. The case that's also in the Gemara is when you're taking oil out of the oil lamp. Like while it's lit. Because the whole problem is taking you away, dimming the light. But I'm not dimming the light when I cut off the bottom of the candle. When I cut off the bottom, it doesn't affect the candle at all. It doesn't affect the flame at all. It's going to go out earlier. That's Gram Kibui like they saw on Daf Kuf Chaf. Oh, and the Tosis doesn't make a distinction between something on the outside and something on the inside. Here it's the actual candle, as opposed to putting a bottle of water that's gonna pop and put out the fire. Tosis only, that's the Rush makes that distinction. Tosis does not have any such distinction. So, the Ramah says, Yesh Matir Lachtoch Neshel Shava Bu'ur. Dahenu Shemadikim Gam Lamata Kidei Lekatsu. Light it on the bottom in order to shrink it, v'chein noagin. And that is the minig. However, Mishabura points out Sifkat and Chav Gimel. The Kama Achronim Kosev Dinachon LaHachmer Kedei Rishona Sheoser Bazeh. The Achronim don't like it and say you shouldn't do it. You should be Machmir like Shita Sarosh and not cut the bottom of the candle even with the fire. Okay, v'chein no again, says Rama, about aidei sakin asur, but you can't do it with a knife, as we saw in Se'if Chaf, because that would be tikkun mana. Okay, the Rama continues. Before we do the continuation, let's look at the Bira Halacha. Now, I think this came up yesterday, I don't remember. We're talking about putting the candle in sand. What about putting the candle into water? I'll put the candle in water. And then when it goes down, it's standing in the water somehow, whatever. I have a way of making it stand in a klee of water. And then when it gets into the water, boom, it puts out the candle. So, look at the Bira Halacha. Dibar Masl, Dabar Hamonea Milisare. If you want to put the candle into something that's going to prevent it from burning. Ayyab Mishibur Shekasam Kagon Aidecho, the Chadomeh. You're putting it into sand. But if you would want to put it into water, the Taz holds that if there's a tzorek ksas, you can be mekel. However, so this is interesting. Look at the lashon. Eino nichnas bichlal monea midisarev, ela bichlal mekarev kibuyo. The Machaber says you can put it in something that prevents it from burning. Water is not something that prevents something from burning. Water is much stronger than that. Water is mekarev kibuyo. Water is something that brings closer the extinguishing. It's mekarev the kibuy. It makes the kibuy closer. Not just prevents it from burning. It's a much starker form of trying to put out the candle. Okay, that's the Chemed Moshe arguing on the Taz, saying you can't put it in water. Now, we're talking about putting it in water before you even light it. Kodim shiadikenu, right? Okay, it's still going to be problematic. Let's see. V'chein b'chai adam, gam kein lohit ezerak l'tzarech davar acher, or b'yantav sheni shagolias, just to allow tashmish on yantav sheni shagolias, as we spoke out in the beginning of the simon. Then he goes back and forth. At the end, Alpha Dasa Ishma Tirin Yesh Lahachmir. He wants to say, even according to the Ramah, who's the Mekel, and you're allowed to do Gram Kibui, but it should not be done by putting the candle into water so that when it reaches the water, it goes out. Okay, look at the next. Sand takes away the oxygen, causing it to go out. Water just puts it out. Right, okay. You're explaining the Chakira of the Chemed Moshe. Moinea midisarev, preventing it from burning, versus Makariv Kibuya. Okay, very good. Next, look at the next Bira Halacha. Dibar Matzal Shemadlikim Gam Lamata Kedei Lekatra. Shemadlikin gam lamata kedei lakatra. Okay, the Ramah, like the Tosis, allows you to not cut the bottom. Cut the bottom with a fire, not cut the bottom with a knife. Look at the Bira Halacha. He named it Magen Avraham, Mashma. The days with Shari Filecha Shechele Katechton in a Dolek Acher Kach Klal. Meaning, he's not. Now, let's look at what do we say in Sifchas. We said the only time you're allowed to put the fire between the two to use the fire to burn the wick, to cut the wick, is if I want two candles. Vushe tzarech l'shteyan. Here we sound like we're talking about just taking a fire on the bottom of a candle so the candle shrinks because I don't want the candle to burn for such a long time. And then I light a half a candle because I destroyed the bottom half. I burnt it up until it melted. So, how is that okay? So, it sounds like it is okay. So, again, Look at the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel Shemadlik, and Gam Lamata Gdei Lekatra. He named the Bir Magen Avraham, Ukfi Mashma Farsha Prima Gadda, Mashma, the day as Ushari Afilecha Shechele Kataklon, Ain and Dolek Achakach Klal. You're not, it's not you're lighting both sides, you're taking one candle and turning it into two, and now I have two candles, as we, like we discussed in Sivchas. Velo Dami La to Sivchas, where we require that. The Hasam Kavanosu Lasos Mipsila Achashtaim. Over there, I have one long wick, I want to turn it into 2 weeks. I can't turn 1 wick into 2 wicks unless I need both wicks. And I'm lighting both of them. But here, I just want the candle to burn out more quickly. So then here, I don't need it to light at all. I'm allowed to melt the bottom of the candle so that it burns out more quickly. Because I'm not trying, why is that not tikkun mana? To shrink the wick is tikkun mana. So to shrink a candle, why is that not tikkun mana? I'm not sure. But now the Bir Halacha is not so excited about it anyway. Aval mikama achronim mashma, de kavona sayesh matin rechish shnei hachalokim nidlokim. Other poskim understand, it's not time you take a candle to the bottom and burn and melt the bottom of the candle, so now you're left with half a candle because you want the candle to only burn for 2 hours instead of 4 hours. That's not what's going on. Sounds like you're lighting it in the middle so that it splits in half, and now I have 2 candles instead of one. Ain betas v'chem ashu bira grov v'chem atzchem moshe deba'ina she'gam hachelek hasheni nidlak. They all, you need the second, you need both candles to be lit. The Hayesh Matir Naveh Matoises, the Amokhid Lerma Din Nasiv Ches. And it ends up being a Psik Resha. Okay, we're out of time. We'll finish the end of, Gimel, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. So that's Tavkuf Yud Dalet, most of Gimel, and Ches.